tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to Him I give, ever to Him I'll cling. In His blessed presence live, ever His praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. faithful loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I want to thank each of you for joining me here on the Hope Show, and I want to wish each of you a very good day. I hope your week has been overflowing with blessings and favor. Have you ever felt as if you've lost your way with God? You can't really put it into words, but something has happened and you just don't quite feel the same. I think we have all been there before in our walk with God. As believers, we are not exempt from troubles. When we become believers, it does not mean that our human sinful natures won't cause us to backslide from time to time. Sometimes it's such a gradual thing that we don't even know it's happening until one day we have wandered so far off the path that you know, we have a revelation and we think, wow, how did I get here? Perhaps you're experiencing this now. It's a feeling that feels very much like you're drying up inside, and you don't know when or how it started, but you know that you must find your way back to God. Today's message is called Stepping Stones. But before we get started, let's bow our heads in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, it is an honor and a privilege for all of us to join together on this day to worship you. Father, we are so thankful that you never change, that you are constant in our lives, that your love for us doesn't change. It always remains unconditional. Even when we stray away from you and we lose our way back, even when we sin, still, you never turn your back on any of us or abandon us to our own foolish ways. Your grace and mercy are new and fresh every day, even though we don't deserve it. Father, thank you for all of the love, grace, mercy and forgiveness that you offer us each new morning. Help keep our minds from straying from you. Keep us focused on you always. And may we never forget the sacrifices that you have made in order to bridge all of us back to you, because you love us so much. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words I speak today come straight from you and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer, friends. So let's get started. As I said earlier, today's message is called Stepping Stones. No matter what we are doing or experiencing, life seems to just keep on moving. In our spiritual walk with God, we are either moving forward or we're falling back. There is no neutral ground in this matter. Sometimes we don't feel like reading our Bible today. Maybe we don't feel like reading it the next day or the next week or the next month. And before we know it, we have placed God on the back burner of our lives. He is no longer our main focus, but instead becomes a passing thought. Oh, someday I'll get back around to reading the Bible, studying His Word. Someday I'll get back to praying more. I just need a little break. No harm in that. But before we know it, friends, it can quickly turn into 6 months. and we find ourselves in a seriously backslidden condition. Does any of this sound familiar to any of you out there? Have you ever found yourselves in such a situation? I know I've been there before. If we are not careful, the enemy can invade our mind and turn it into a raging battlefield of guilt, resentment, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, justifications, and indifference. This is what happens when we don't stay focused on God daily, when we don't spend time reading the Bible, and we don't spend time in fellowship with the God, or with our God. This is what happens when we stop praying and we stop seeking God for our daily guidance and our strength. The enemy will turn our minds around, and the things that we once cared about and even had convictions over will no longer matter. These things will no longer bother us. We become numb and desensitized to the things that we know are wrong. Friends, when you find yourselves in this situation, feeling these things like sinking in the muck in the mirror, you need to find yourselves a stepping stone up out of that. Reach out to the Lord. Confess your sins and ask for His forgiveness. He will come to you and He will pull you back up on solid ground. In 1 John 1:9, the Bible says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." With each step you take toward Him, reaching out to Him by prayer and petition, He will be there for you. He will rescue you. In Psalms 37:23-24, the Bible tells us, "The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." The Bible also goes on to say that no one can serve two masters, for you will hate the one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The message today focuses on those believers who have backslidden in their walk with God. Backsliding refers to going backward spiritually and morally. When a believer backslides, they fall back into some of their old, less desirable ways before accepting their salvation. This lapse may be minor and quite unintentional, but it doesn't stop it from happening. Life as a believer can be quite an adventure. You may progress from hiking along the treacherous mountain trails to braving fierce storms, to battling the enemy, to sailing on the calm waters of your favorite lake. There are ups and downs and all sorts of unexpected events. Though you may revisit or go back to the same places that once gave you joy, you most certainly do not want to go back or to spiral backward on your Christian walk with the Lord. Sometimes we fall back through neglect by not praying, reading the Bible, or keeping our focus on the living God. Obviously, there can be other reasons that vary from one believer to the next. We are not made from cookie-cutter molds, meaning that not one of us is the same, and neither are our experiences. Sometimes a believer backslides by deliberately choosing to indulge his or her old lifestyle in old sinful pleasures. This particularly can carry some very disastrous consequences. This type of behavior can bring dishonor to the one who laid down his life for us. The one who laid down his life for us, Jesus Christ. This behavior grieves the Lord. It also can bring a great deal of turmoil into the believer's own life. But this also brings me to the great news for those of you who have backslidden. God does not condemn any one of you for it. God loves and has so much concern for the backslider. He remains steadfast and true. Every one of us are God's children, and He loves every single one of us equally, no matter what we have done. And like the story of the prodigal son, found in Luke 15:11-32, a wayward son who squanders his inheritance but returns home to find that his father forgives him. The Lord calls his wayward child back to himself through the work of the Holy Spirit. And like the prodigal son, know that our Heavenly Father truly does care about you and wants you to return. When the Lord hears you calling out to Him, He will respond positively to you. He will take you back with loving arms. You will not be discarded. In James 4:8, the Bible tells us, draw nearer to God and He will draw nearer to you. Friends, please don't let anything hold you back from God, from His forgiveness, His grace and His mercy, His love. It just isn't worth it for the small amount of humanly pleasures that you would obtain. Don't let the pleasures of sin deceive you, because in time it will only cause you pain. In Romans 6:23, the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, repentance is key. We are called to seek forgiveness for our sins. Repentance means that you acknowledge and that you admit to your wrongdoing. But also, it's a pledge that we are going to do better. Don't try to hide your sins, because you cannot deceive God. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And in fact, He knew that we were going to sin before we even did the sin. In Proverbs 28:13, whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Praise God. Friends, the Lord's mercies are new every morning, but not one of us should ever assume that we even have a tomorrow. No one knows the hour or the day that God will call us home. Only God knows that. Friends, I can't stress enough. Start praying now. Don't waste any more precious time. Do whatever it takes to make things right with whomever you have made or whoever you may have harmed. Do what you have to repair any damage that you may have caused in other people's lives. Seek healing and reconciliation of broken relationships, even your broken relationship with God. Learn from these past mistakes and determine yourself that you will not repeat them in the future. Ask the Lord for wisdom and how to live faithfully as an overcomer of your struggles. Then there is another side to the story. What if you know of someone who has backslidden, perhaps a friend or a loved one? Then what? It can be very disappointing and even heartbreaking to witness someone that you love begin to backslide. I can only imagine how disappointing and heartbreaking that must be to God. But we can't give up on those people. God does not give up on them. He does not give up on us. So we can't give up on them either. Pray about it. Ask God if there is something you should be doing, something you should be saying, and how you should say it if that is what God wants you to do. It's a very delicate situation when it's someone who is especially close to you. Saying the wrong thing is a very big concern. Always keeping a loving and humble attitude. You don't want to push that person further away. In Galatians 6:1, the Bible tells us, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you are You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. There may have to be a time when tough love is administered by, making sure, but be sure that you are being led by the Lord in this and not reacting to your own emotions, such things like hurt or frustration or anger. Friends, we have to pay close attention to matters of the heart. The believer's life is about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Stay close to the Lord throughout each day. Keep your heart and your mind guarded up and upon the kingdom of God. We are reminded of this in Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Beware of the enemy's deception and run from it as quickly as possible. Flee from anything that causes you temptation. And in 2 Timothy 2:22, now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Let the Holy Spirit lead you, encourage you, fill you, and empower you as you go through your day. Friends, I can't emphasize enough. If you have backslidden, or if you know someone who has, it has to be taken very seriously. You can't let another moment go by. You have to find your way back to God, and you have a responsibility to help others find their way back to God also. If you don't know how to pray, it's quite literally a life or death situation, friends. Backsliding. It's literally a life or death situation. And you need to learn how to pray. You need to ask God to help you to learn how to pray and to what to ask for specifically. Friends, in Proverbs 21:16, a man who strays from the path of understanding comes to rest in the company of the dead. Wow. You better take that serious. This verse is very clear. It leaves no room for misunderstanding. If we really care about restoring ourselves or helping to restore others who have become wayward of God's righteous path, then we must understand how high the stakes are. There comes a point in a backslider's life where they are in grave danger regarding their eternal life with the Lord. And there are many verses in the Bible that talk about this. But let me share just a few of them with you now. In John 15:1 through 10, and this is one of my favorites. I mean, there are many verses in the Bible that are my favorites, but this is also one of them. I am the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. He breaks off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and he prunes every branch that does not bear fruit. You have made clean already by the teaching I have given you. Remain united in me, and I will remain united in you. A branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It can do so only if it remains in the vine. In the same way, you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Those who do not remain in me are thrown out like a branch and dried up, and such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, where they are burned. That is pretty clear for sure. If you don't remain in the vine and you're not producing good fruits, your branch will dry up and fall off. And these branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire. And this verse, though it sounds quite harsh, is another verse in the Bible that talks about the dangers regarding our eternity if we backslide too far. 2 Peter 20:20-22. If people have escaped from the corrupting forces of the world through their knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then are again caught and conquered by them, such people are in worse condition at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been much better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than to know it and then turn away from the sacred command that was given them. What happened to them shows that the Proverbs are true. A dog goes back to what it has vomited, and a pig that has been washed goes back to roll in the mud. As I read this verse, I inwardly cringed. Ouch! For someone who has backslidden, I'm sure that that physically hurts to hear that verse. And so I'm going to stop right here for a moment and let all of you think on that while I play these next two songs.
A lot of us grew up believing at any moment we could lose it all, and at the drop of a hat, God might turn his back and move on. A lot of us feel like we blew it, thinking that we're just too far gone. But I want you to know there's still hope for you now. Get clean. So come as you are, run to the cross and be free. Oh, be free. I'm
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me here on The Hope Show today. It's wonderful to be reunited with each of you on Saturdays as we worship the Lord and share fellowship. If you are just tuning in, today's message is called Stepping Stones. All along your life path with the Lord, there will be stepping stones that will take you to newer and greater heights in life. But if you don't keep moving forward, you might find yourself spiraling backward and not reaching those very important stepping stones in life. God has a plan for each of our lives. He means for us to prosper and live long and abundant lives. But we can't do this if we lose our focus on God and His righteous path. Before the break, we were talking about if we really care about restoring ourselves or helping to restore others who have become wayward of God's righteous path, then we must understand how high the stakes are. That there comes a point in a backslider's life where they are in really big danger regarding their eternal life with the Lord. There are many reasons why people backslide. I have found myself there in the past. For me, it was the reasons that I mentioned earlier. I read less and less of the Bible. I wasn't in prayer as much as I should have been. Simply put, I neglected my relationship with the Lord. And I justified my reason for neglecting my relationship by telling myself that it was only one day, that I would read and pray tomorrow, and then tomorrow became days later. I also went through a time as a baby Christian when I still wanted to have some of that fun in my sinful pleasures from my past. I knew it was wrong, but again, I justified it by saying, it's only one time. It's not like I do this or that every day, or even every week for that matter. It doesn't matter. Sin is sin. It is all sin. And it leaves you wide open for the devil to just waltz right into your heart and mind. That's all it takes. That's all the invitation that the devil needs to enter into your life. It seems harmless enough at the time, but how easily we are fooled and can find justification for any decision that we make that is not of God. Friends, we have to be on high alert all the time. We have to be on guard and armored up with God's word at all times. And we better be praying without ceasing. Some other reasons that might send you backsliding are a lack of sufficient grounding in your faith, or listening to the wrong music, or watching the wrong movies. Things that are of the world and not of spiritual content, or uplifting and encouraging to our soul. Those are just a few of the reasons. For each of you, your situation, your life experience will be uniquely yours. Some of you may have become so distant from God, or perhaps have done some things that you may question whether God will even take you back. Perhaps right now, as you are listening to this message, you feel as if you are at the end of your rope. Perhaps you feel alone. Perhaps you feel as if there's nowhere else to go and no one else to turn to. If you have backslidden from God, you know that the way you were or are, what you're doing right now, you know that that's not the way of God. Maybe you've made some serious mistakes and messes in your life. Is God tugging at your heart today to turn over the reins of your lives back over to Him? Maybe you think you've blown it so bad that God will never give you another chance. Friends, that's the devil lying to you. The devil's in your head, feeding you a bunch of lies, telling you that you are worthless, never will be good enough, that God won't take you back, that you've made too much of a mess and you've done too many awful things. The devil will tell you how foolish you will look going back to God with your tail between your legs. The devil will tell you that God doesn't love you anymore, that it's no use, you're not strong enough. God doesn't love you anymore. The devil will feed off of your fears and your anxiety and your insecurities. The devil doesn't want you to go back to God. Friends, we are human. We are flawed. We are sinners. It does not matter if you've made a shambles out of your life. It doesn't matter if you're flat broke or have failed relationships. Some of you may be in the deepest pit of depression and despair, feeling hopeless. God seems so far away and so distant. To any of you out there feeling this way right now, I'm here to tell you that no matter how far you have backslid from God, no matter what sins you have committed, no matter how old you are or how bad your situation is right now, God will take you back if you confess your sins, if you ask His forgiveness, if you get back into a strong relationship with Him, study the Bible, pray and get back on the righteous path of the Lord. Our Heavenly Father is a God of miracles, but He's also the God of second chances. God loves to take us back when we have backslidden. The angels rejoice when we return home to our Heavenly Father. God wants to build us back up, to fully restore us again, and to put us back on the path of His perfect will for our lives. It's never too late to start again. I want to share these three powerful things with you that will prove to you that without a shadow of a doubt that God will take all of us back if we will only reach out to Him and fully commit our lives back to Him. Friends, every morning when we wake up to a brand new, fresh start. If we will only humble ourselves before the Lord, confess our sins, fully surrender our entire life back over to Him for His direction, and then be willing to work with the Holy Spirit to start to clean up our lives, things will start to turn around in our lives. God is full of grace and mercy. Friends, if God created our entire world in 6 days, He will have no problem whatsoever in being able to clean up our lives and give us a brand new fresh start. The Bible tells us that nothing is impossible with God. If that were not true, it wouldn't be in the Bible. All that you have to do is believe that God can clean up your life properly, no matter how hopeless it may look to you. Reach out to Him and ask Him to take you back, right here, right now, just as you are in this moment. If you do this, you will be taking that first step up onto the stepping stones. And God will then take you into the palm of His hand, onto the stepping stones. And He will start to bring you up and out of your broken and defeated life. He will give you a brand new life in Him. It does not matter the sins you have committed if you ask God for His forgiveness. He is more than able to fully forgive you and restore you. You are not a lost cause. Though your situation may look bleak right now, with God, you can overcome anything. The blood of Jesus Christ can cover every single sin that you have ever committed against the Lord. In Psalm 103, the Bible tells us, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known to His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse you, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. but from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Friends, this is very powerful. No matter how bad or how extreme your sins have been, God can still fully forgive you. And in fact, so great is his love for those who fear him, he casts our sins as far as the east is from the west, so far that he removes our transgressions from us, and it is forgotten. God never brings it up again. It is finished. Friends, God loves you so, so, so very much. In Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that he may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isaiah 1:18, come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Friends, all these verses mean exactly what they say. The word, for example, his throne is a throne of grace and mercy. The word grace in this verse means the unmerited mercy and favor of God. In other words, God will have mercy on you. He will take you back, and he will fully forgive you of all your sins if you will just make the effort to come back to him with a humble and repentant heart. Friends, no one, not one of us, deserve this kind of unconditional love. We can't earn it. But that is how amazing, that is what is a mighty and powerful God that we serve. Can you name a human friend or a loved one that can love you like that? That can do all these things for you, meeting every need you have so perfectly? No, because it is not possible. The great I Am is the only one that can do these things for us. In another verse, Jesus calls out to all those who are heavy laden. Many of you are in this backslidden state right now, and you're now under a very heavy yoke of bondage, and you don't know what to do. It's a miserable feeling to be there. But Jesus offers the way out. He is telling you in that verse that you can find real rest and peace if you come back to him right now, as you are, and fully submit yourselves back to him and confess your sins to him. He even goes so far as to use such words regarding your sin as blotted out. He will not remember your sins, and that your sheets will be white as snow, that your sins will be removed from him as far as the east to the west. Friends, the Bible tells us that we are now new creations in Jesus, that all of the old things have passed away. If you have backslidden in your walk with God, the good news is you can have it all back again. You can have your first love, Jesus Christ, again. He will come back to you if you will do your part and reach out to him. Jesus is standing there right now, right here, today, right now, waiting for you to say the words so that he can help restore you and you can start your life all over again. If you feel a tugging in your heart, don't ignore it. If God is telling you to step out and recommit yourself to him, I ask that you would bow your head in prayer and say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I want to recommit myself to you. I am inviting you to come back into my heart and into my life. I trust you, and I want to follow you as my Lord and Savior. Take control back over my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. And in Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who pray this prayer today with me, this is your second chance. This is your new beginning. Get back into God's Word. Meditate on it daily. Be in prayer and watch what God is going to do in your life. Praise God. And for all of you out there in the listening audience, let's bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we try hard not to stumble in our walk of faith, but you know the temptations that we face every day. The devil works hard to attempt to lead us away from you. Sometimes the temptation seems too strong to resist. We need your help in this battle, lest we find ourselves backsliding away from you. We cannot do this alone. We cannot walk alone. We cannot do this without you. We need you. Our flesh is weak. Father, please help us. Fill each and every one of us with the power of your Holy Spirit to give us the strength to resist temptation. Your word promises that we will not be tempted beyond what we can bear. We ask for your strength to stand up against temptation each and every time we are faced with it. Help us to stay spiritually awake and suited up with your armor every day so that the temptation will not catch us off guard. Help us to stay spiritually well fed. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. Friends, if any of you prayed the first prayer with me, it's a brand new day for you. It's the first day, a second chance of getting your life back, getting your relationship right with God again. Don't waste your second chance. It may all seem new again. It may feel a little scary at first. But with God, all things are possible for those that believe in him. Friends, God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, same time, same place. May God keep you and protect you and your families. And stay safe and healthy, my friends. God bless.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I won't fear no
for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Yes, Jesus is coming.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.